Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from your fan, Catherine.
I don't know if I should continue studying anymore. I can't tell if I'm finally figuring out that law school is not for me, or I'm just feeling exhausted slash frustrated with my test preparation. I've been practice testing in the 170s range, but I let my anxiety get the best of me in August, which resulted in an official score of 163. I've spent most of my time working on games, but I just don't improve. I plan to take the October test in a week. I don't think I'm ready, but the test preparation process is honestly too painful for me to prolong anymore. Also, I'm applying this cycle as an international candidate, so October is actually my last chance. Okay, well, that's adding to your anxiety. Catherine, also, it sounds like you might be willing to give up the whole law school thing. That could be great for your anxiety. Just give up and then go take the test, because now you don't give a fuck and let your PT scores shine. There's value in just not caring so much.
Yeah. It's a bummer that LSAC doesn't give international candidates as many chances to take the test. I don't understand why that is the case if they're administering it online. I really don't understand why international applicants are limited to 4 or whatever it is chances per year when domestic students get 9 chances per year. I just don't follow any logic there. I mean, that's got to be just like expenses, right? But people pay so much to take this test. I don't get why they don't let them do it more often. That's unfortunate. Catherine decided on a cycle before she started doing her LSAT prep, which is just, it's unfortunate. Like, I don't know why people decide that they have to apply this cycle, but if you're not ready, you're not ready. And, you know, Catherine, you know you're not ready. My advice to Catherine would be, do not take the official law school admission test again, officially, until you are reliably perfect on the games. And like, you haven't cracked that nut yet. If you don't crack that nut, you're not getting your best LSAT. Just not possible. So you got to be realistic about where you are, which is, you know, your competitors are perfecting their games, and that's how they're scoring reliably in the 170s. You have anxiety. That doesn't help your anxiety to show up knowing that you're not good at games. Like, you know that games is a problem for you. You know that you have not solved the games. You say you haven't improved. I don't understand why you haven't improved. I would love to hear what you're doing to improve in games and why you haven't improved in games. If you're an LSAT Demon student, I wish you would come to my class and say, "Hi, I'm not improving on the games." Because I would love to help you with that. We've got a dozen other teachers who could help you with that. But yeah, if you know that you're not good at games and you have test anxiety, pretty likely that on a high stress test, especially if you do what you're planning to do here, which is to take the October LSAT when you're clearly not prepared, I just don't think that's going to go well for you. I think you need to take a break, you know, like, why is this painful? I don't know. You're making it painful for yourself somehow. It does not have to be painful. I think if you let go of the application cycle, if you decide you're not going to take whatever the upcoming administration of the test is, you could maybe get back to a civilized way of like, I'm going to do a little bit of games every day until I unlock it. That's what a lawyer would do. I think if you really are serious about being a lawyer in the United States, you've got to be willing to do that kind of preparation. And I just hate that you're so locked into this idea that you have to apply this cycle, because I think that's really what's holding you back here, Catherine.
Yeah.
I would burn the boats and decide I'm not going to apply this cycle. I think that'll instantly make you feel a lot better. If you eventually never apply to law school, that's a win. I think that's fantastic. If you don't want to be a lawyer, I don't want you to be a lawyer either. So that's great. I am convinced that everyone can improve their games a lot. And, you know, that hasn't happened for you yet, Catherine, but I think eventually it will. It sounds like you're getting in your own way by deciding in advance when you're going to go to law school. And I think if you separated those issues, if you just decided, in order for me to be a lawyer, I need to be able to solve puzzles like this. not that the puzzles themselves are actually germane, but, you know, it is something that you can get good at. All you got to do is read it carefully and like put some pieces together. It's not that hard. So if you learn to do those two things, it's going to, your LSAT is going to just skyrocket. You're going to feel way more confident about the test because you'll know logic games is the foundation of my score. I go into tests expecting to score perfectly on the games. Suck on that, test anxiety, right? I mean, like that's, you're just flipping it on its head. You're taking control of the test, and it's unfortunate, but it seems like Catherine is like forcing herself into something that she's just not ready for. And yeah, that's uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah.
Any more advice for Catherine?
No, thanks for writing in.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.